Let's come back to St. Francis in a moment here, but the waning days of the polio epidemic in the nation were probably about this time when you came here. And let's talk about polio regardless, because you had experience of it in Charity Hospital.
Yes, we had a polio hospital.
Talk about polio and the epidemic it was and what it left behind.
Polio probably led to more myth than many things. There were a lot of mythical things about how you caught polio. You may remember they closed swimming pools. They didn't do tonsillectomies during the summer. They were all manner of almost mythical things about how you caught polio.
Can you just generalize for our audience what polio was?
Polio is a virus. Poliomyelitis is a virus that affects generally the anterior horns of the spinal cord, which are your motor functions. If you get polio that primarily affects the brain, that's nearly always fatal. Of course, it can affect many other things. Polio could affect upper limbs, but it affected lower limbs more than anything. And there were all manner of people who tried to treat these people. There was a Mother Kinney, you may remember, in Australia, who developed the Kinney treatment for polio, which never worked because you can't restore nerve cells that are gone. You can't restore them by physical therapy. So the polio was devastating because it generally affected younger people, although it affected older people too, i.e. Franklin Roosevelt. I had a sister, one of my twin sisters, had polio very young. This was not in the big epidemic. And she had a smaller leg always. It wasn't terribly crippling to her, but she had it. So the people were petrified of it, and when it hit nationally here in the 52 or 3 area, there was a desperate move to come up with vaccines for polio. As an anecdote, at Harvard, in spite of the fact that Salk and Sabine developed the vaccines.
You're talking about Dr. Jonas Salk?
Jonas Salk.
And Albert Sabine?
By and large, Sabine got sugar pills, and Salk was doing the shots for polio. But the guy that got the Nobel Prize for polio was a guy named Enders at Harvard because he developed the method of growing the virus. The virus was difficult to grow. They had no way to grow it, so you can't develop a vaccine until you can culture the live virus. All of this was coming along, and in the early days of polio vaccination, there were a huge number of kids who caught the disease from the vaccine. I say a huge number, I don't know how many. But Dr. Ochsner's, my old boss, his first grandson, died from the vaccine itself. Polio was a dread disease because parents feared it so much, and you didn't know what to do with your kids. You were scared to send them to school. You were afraid to let them swim.
Because it was a contagious?
Yes.
Disease.
Yes. Transmitted by and large, I presume, contact or respiratory stuff. So it became epidemic because of this, but because you couldn't grow the virus, nobody knew exactly how it was transmitted. It was a frightening disease because of that. When I came to Tulsa, there was still a polio hospital. At that time, hospitals had nursing schools. Hillcrest had their nursing school. St. John's had their nursing school. The old nursing dormitory was taken over as a polio unit at Hillcrest for the city and for this area. They had iron lungs. As I've told you, Bob Shepard, in his picture I pointed out, told me of the number of tracheotomies he had to do because these kids would get paralyzed with their breathing apparatus.
Okay, so it was more than just the lower extremities, their legs.
I
mean,
absolutely. They
couldn't even breathe unless they were in this iron lung.
That's exactly right. It would paralyze their chest muscles. So you can't breathe, you know, without being able to expand. So they lived in these iron lungs. Some of them got out, but most of them didn't. But he would do tracheotomies on a lot of them. They were having difficulty controlling their secretions. Now, there were still patients in iron lungs when I came to town, because I saw a couple of them for one thing or another. I don't know when they closed it, to be honest with you.
But there was the Children's Medical Center started by the Junior League of Tulsa?
Yes, but that was never an acute care place.
It was a convalescent wing?
No, it was more a research organization. They dealt with a lot of psych problems. They dealt with a lot of genetic problems. I don't recall there ever being an acute care hospital there.
So Hillcrest then was...
They had the polio center.
And along comes nationally then the March of Dimes, named by the actor Eddie Cantor.
Right.
And then you had President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and that was kept quiet for a long time, that he was a polio patient.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I had no idea, as you'd watch him in the movie newsreels. I had no idea he was a paralytic.
Long-term rehabilitation was supervised by the Crippled Children's Society of Oklahoma.
Yes,